a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Mary and I appreciate knowing that you're out there listening to our broadcast today and hopefully every week, as well as this next episode of our Chief Travel Leader series. Before we talk about a diverse global portfolio of independent hotels and resorts with Christy Gasho, a quick word from our friends at Seabourn Cruise Lines. And you know, with their unmatched sense of style, elegance, and grace, Seabourn ships, well, they beckon you to travel beyond the bounds of imagination. Seabourn ships offer all suite accommodations, their signature water sports marina, an open bar policy serving premium wine, champagne, and spirits, and renowned menus. In short, you're clearly going to feel like you're a member of an exclusive club as you enjoy a sophisticated and luxurious journey like no other. With destinations available around the globe, visit Seabourn.com today. You'll learn more about their specials and various booking options, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Preferred Hotels and Resorts is the world's largest independent hotel brand, and across 85 countries, they have about 700 unique properties in their portfolio. For today's Chief Travel Leader episode, we're being joined by Christy Gasho, the CMO of Preferred Hotels and Resorts. In her role, she leads their global marketing strategy. She's responsible for driving revenue and brand awareness, directs their I Prefer Rewards program, and she's also in charge of all brand, co-op efforts, e-commerce, and digital initiatives. So clearly, she's busy.
I guess so.
And in addition to being an active wife and mom. Before I go any further, let's head to the phone and welcome Christy Gasho.
Christy, nice to connect with you. Mary and I appreciate you joining us for this exclusive Chief Travel Leader interview.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Well, thank you. So as Mary just shared with everyone, Preferred Hotels and Resorts, it's the world's largest independent hotel brand. You have locations in 85 or so countries and handle, you know, around 700 properties. But I also want to add to what she said that you're celebrating your golden anniversary in 2018. 50 years is clearly impressive. So how has the company been celebrating this milestone?
Oh, it's been an incredibly exciting milestone for us, and we've been celebrating in many, many ways with our hotel partners around the world, welcoming many guests with special experiences from specialist spa moments all the way through to activations and hotels in different locations. Really very, very special, and it's wonderful to be part of a time when we can celebrate the enduring nature of who Preferred Hotels and Resorts is.
Okay, perfect segue. So who are you? So as we look over this vast list of properties, we see a number of locations that we've experienced. And I want to mention a few because I think people listening today are going to recognize, if not all of these, certainly some of them. The Hotel Captain Cook, Mohegan Sun, the Resort at Longboat Key, Bear Mountain Inn, Boston Park Plaza, the Charles Hotel, the Jefferson Hotel, the Sagamore, and even the Loch Aran Resort in Northern Ireland, where we did a live remote broadcast actually a few years ago. And a few others, just so folks understand the breadth of your portfolio. There's really an awful lot, and they're all over. The Sanctuary Camelback Mountain Resort and Spa, Montage Laguna Beach, the Broadmoor, the Watergate Hotel, the Hermitage, the Lodge at Pebble Beach, the Peabody, Wynn Las Vegas and Encore, and even the Drumo Land Castle and the Grand Hotel Tremezzo, which is, of course, in Lake Como. Christy, what a portfolio. What are some core elements that must be present for these locations and others to be Preferred Hotels and Resorts properties?
Oh, that's a great question. I think the one thing that stands out in every single case that you've just referenced there is that these are hotels that have a significant story, a personality that is, to all effects and purposes, bigger than ours, and a personality that will work with the destination they're in to share the provenance. Many cases, they are destinations that have a history that is incredibly rich. They will offer up services and amenities that are one of a type. They have very singular experiences. And I think that is really what travelers are looking for today. They're looking for a personal currency, an experience that, you know, they can tell their friends about, but arguably experiences that reinforce that as travelers they really have lived, that they undertook travel that mattered. And in every case, the hotels that you mentioned are able to deliver on that need time and time again.
Yeah, and there are so many more that we clearly didn't. All right, so Christy, listen, I'm big on loyalty programs. Anyone listening to the show knows that. And you have a unique one called I Prefer. So I want you to share a little bit about that with everyone. And I'd also like to know your thoughts on the importance of loyalty programs with travelers today.
Yeah, well, I Prefer is the largest independent loyalty program, points-based loyalty program in our industry today. And when when we launched the program, the intent was we wanted to provide a flexibility so that guests and travelers could use points to spend those points on things that mattered most to them. The program has two tiers to it today, an insider tier and an elite tier. And once somebody joins the program, I prefer, they are then eligible to earn points and have access to priority early check-in, late check-out, room upgrades based on availability, and complimentary internet services, and many more. And I think it's an opportunity for our hotels to really start to get to know their guests on a deeper level. And it's really the start of their engagement with the guests when they arrive at the properties.
So, Christy, I want to go in a little bit of a different direction because I'm really curious. I saw earlier in this week a photo of about 15 or more top travel industry executives. They gathered at the White House for a face-to-face meeting with President Trump. And what really struck me was not one of them was a woman. And something that we do know about Preferred Hotels and Resorts is you do have many successful female executives leading the company. What has Preferred done, do you think, to attract so many women executives?
What an incredible question. I believe it starts with leadership from the front. So we have at our helm an incredible CEO with Lindsay Uberoth. And what Lindsay has done has been able to create a platform for success within our organization and been able to attract to the organization others who want to support that endeavor as an egalitarian organization. And I wouldn't say it's really a matter of gender. I would say it's about having an open attitude. The company is built on mutual respect for all that are employed by the Uberoth family.
Well, right. Clearly there's something, though, going on. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah, it's that the family message, and we're all here, we all lean in together, and we all want to drive incredible results for the hotels that we represent.
Sure.
So I think it's we are all duty-bound to provide opportunities to all of our colleagues and help them with their careers. But I would say that Lindsay does that exceptionally well.
Well, I think anytime, you know, leadership starts at the top, so no question about that. So, you know, as I was reviewing your background for our conversation today, I noticed that you worked both in London, we clearly hear the British accent, but you also worked in Dubai. And what really stood out to me was you began your career in travel with two different airlines. So, you know, really, I'm curious what your role was with them and have your experiences with them, either your time in London as well or Dubai, how is it influencing what you're doing right now with some of the initiatives at Preferred?
They were actually pivotal experiences for me. So the first airline I spent time working with was Scandinavian Airlines System, so otherwise known as SAS. And that was really my first true experience with a travel provider, a supplier of travel services. And the time I spent with SAS was when I was in the midst of my degree in tourism. And what I learned, I spent time in the marketing department, and at that time we were celebrating a milestone in that organization. And that milestone was really focusing on the legacy at the time of a gentleman called Jan Carlsen. And Jan Carlsen had written a book called Moments of Truth. And that was the start of CRM. That was really the early stages of understanding the importance of loyalty and those critical points of engagement in the customer journey.
So that's been really impactful on you in your career.
Hugely so.
Yeah.
And I've never forgotten that. And as I've progressed through my career, I've gone back to that. And really what he was speaking to there was just the importance of understanding the psychology of human behavior and Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Once we understand and tune into that as organizations and brands, we become far more adept at meeting the needs of the travelers and the consumers. The second airline was Virgin Atlantic. As we all know, it's a fun airline,
right.
And at that time, Richard Branson was very involved in the business, and his energy was infused into everything that we did. And what I learned there was that it was okay to work in an organization that didn't have a tight framework. It offered the flexibility to the employees in the business to interpret what they were doing and to deliver or to perform their role in a way that was unique to them, to show their personality as they undertook their day-to-day.
Yeah,
task.
It sounds like operating outside the norms. Well, Christy, I have to say, I mean, we have a hard clock on our show, unfortunately. We could go on for many segments, but unfortunately we can't do that today. Love to have you back. We want to talk about some of the other happenings going on with Preferred and a few other things, but we really do appreciate your time today. Please do stay connected with us, and we'll look forward to having you back, as I said, in the future, okay?
That would be wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Christy. Take care.
All right, we've got to have her back. Love her passion and enthusiasm for the industry, Mary, very much so. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. A reminder to please connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter at RM World Travel. Also, a reminder, we archive all of the hours of our national broadcast on our website at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back after the bottom of the hour break. Don't touch that channel.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.